Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, that's not fair.
You ain't better than me.
That don't have nothing to do with me.
Man, y'all don't know the game, man. Pause.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, TJ Houshmandzadeh is going to join us now.
And that was a nice little intro montage right there of some of the TJ-isms from when he's joined us right here on Willie and Dibby.
Man, y'all don't know the game, man.
He just wants to get paid.
Remember, he wasn't talking to us when he said that.
Right.
I think he was talking to people who don't like Brock Purdy. That's who I think he was talking to.
Maybe. You're making that up.
He's obviously the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Thank you, Greg.
Right.
TJ used to wear the Seahawks uniform.
That's right.
Got a little free agent deal up there after he made a name for himself in Cincinnati. I mean, okay, TJ, we'll talk Ayuk. We'll talk this game tonight.
Mm.
The Niners situation, Juwan Jennings and Joe Burrow.
And the demise of the wide receiver. Like
the demise?
Not so much the demise, but Justin Jefferson in Minnesota.
I don't think he's going to agree with that.
All right. I mean, Justin Jefferson, if he was Justin Jefferson, how much angst would you have over the fact that your quarterback can't throw the ball to where you can catch it?
Okay, well, he threw it to Jalen Naylor a bunch last week. Didn't throw it to Justin. But
you're not going to throw it to me?
Let's talk it out. All guests on 95.7 The Game up here on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And that is exactly where we get to talk to our guy, Fox Sports analyst, former player, receiver, Bengals, Seahawks, and our friend TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, my man? Happy holidays. How are you?
Man, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're doing
good.
Fantastic, man. We got all kinds of stuff that we're getting into, but I think just because this thing's a little bit over an hour away, how do you see this game tonight? 49er fans are watching with a lot of interest.
It's going to be interesting. Devontae not playing. Left tackle Charles Cross for the Seahawks not playing is going to be big with that pass rush. But playing with the Seahawks and against the Seahawks, man, it's so loud. It's so hard. It's so loud there. And so I'm assuming it's going to be windy. I'm assuming it's going to be raining. It's going to be cold. Hard-fought game. It can go either way. But if I had to pick a winner, I'm going to go with the Seahawks simply because the last time they played, Sam Darnold played as bad as a quarterback can play, and they still almost won the game.
Yep.
Yeah, 61-yard field goal, not quite enough. Hey, DJ, you played there. You can be honest with me. Do they pump the sound in there? Do they pump in the crowd noise?
Nah, man. Them fans just rowdy, man. They rowdy. Nah, it's loud, bro. They not the 12th man for nothing. It's loud. Like, to be outdoors and to play in that type of environment and be that loud, like, playing in Seattle, playing in New Orleans, playing in Kansas City, in Baltimore, from my experience, nothing like it. As far as the noise, nothing like it.
TJ, from your experience as a player, when you guys were good, this may sound like a stupid question, but like, to what level did the defense have to be really good for you to execute late in the season and be a good playoff team? Because the 49ers are somehow kind of surprisingly 10-4, and they're doing it with a little bit of smoke and mirrors on defense. What's your belief in them right now, and can they just outscore people and actually succeed?
It's not smoke and mirrors. When you have great coaches that are teachers, that's what happens. Robert Saleh is a hell of a coach. Simple. He's a great coach. I mean, you look at the Jets when he was there, look at him when he left, look at him now. He's a great coach. And so when you have a guy that's a coach, but I call those guys teachers, this is what happens. You can lose your best players. Will you be the same? No. But he is going to find a way to get it done because that's what great coaches do. And so when you have a great play caller in Shanahan and you got a great play caller on defense and schematically knows what he's doing in Saleh, you always going to be competitive. You're going to have a chance in every game.
And they've been right in most games. I mean, the Rams kind of ran them out of the building the second time they squared off, and they've done it in large part without a ton of production from the receiver position. Now Ricky Pearsall might be out again. What do you think about what Juwan Jennings has done this year, you know, finally getting his contract somewhat resolved in the offseason? What do you think of the year he's had?
I mean, I would say it's kind of been up and down. I mean, Juwan Jennings been in the news because everybody want to beat him up, you know? more so than anything else. But, you know, he wanted a contract extension in offseason. They didn't give it to him. And probably a little frustration the way the season started because he wasn't getting opportunity to make plays. Kendrick Bourne was really showing out. Now that it is crucial moments of the season, and he's been playing a lot better. They've been going to him a lot more, and he's making the plays. And so when you show a coach that you can be trusted, you're going to get more opportunity, and that's what's going on.
Okay, T.J. Houshmandzadeh with us, and let's go ahead and dive a little deeper into the 49er receiver room. T.J., you know we're going to ask you about this. What on earth what happened between the Niners and Brandon Ayuk?
Man, to me, it's crazy. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Number one, there's just no way in hell that I fight for every dollar that I want, and then now I'm going to give up millions. I don't understand it. You can't. They offered you 28. You didn't want 28. You wanted 30, and you were not signed till you received it. You get it, and now you let it go because you don't want to do. You don't want to show up to meetings. You want to go to your rehab. But I'll tell you one thing: he gonna get my age. He gonna regret that. I promise you that. He get my age. He gonna regret it because you never make that money up. You never gonna make that back. And so if you're a coach and you're an organization, I want him on my team because he's a good player. But ain't no way in hell I'm paying him millions and millions of dollars. I'm not giving him $20 million, and you just let $30 go. And so I wish him the best in the decisions he's making. I don't believe it's a smart decision. But, hey, man, some people like the game and others love it.
Mm. I want to let our listeners know that you've worked extensively with Brandon, especially when he was coming up as a young player. You worked with him as his wide receiver coach. So those are big statements coming from you. Like, have you talked to him at all over the last 6 months about and given him that advice?
You know, I give advice to all the guys that I deal with and I work with because you spend so much time with them, you care about them. But at some point, you know, we all grown men. And so you give advice, and if they take it and listen, then that's great. And if they don't, that's great also. Because at the end of the day, I'll never forget this, man. We used to have a rookie symposium when everybody got drafted. They don't have it any longer. But it must have worked because I still remember this all these years. Choices, decisions, and consequences. And you make them, and you got to live with them. And so that was a big point of emphasis when we were at the rookie symposium. Because, you know, at that time, a lot of guys was getting in trouble, if you guys recall, you know, the personal conduct policy. But with B.A., it's just great talent. He can play football. Somebody going to sign him. But you're going to look back on this and say, damn, what it could have been. Because you're in a great situation in San Francisco with one of the best play callers to ever call plays in NFL. Not just coaching, ever. And so I don't know what is going on. I try to – if you don't – tell me, I'm not going to ask, but it's just super unfortunate, man, that this wasn't able to work out.
Yeah, choices, decisions, and consequences. Your buddy Lo Neal used to say that to me and talking about the NFL when we were doing a show together. So he just gave me goosebumps flashing back to those very words. So, he made his choice, and then the Niners made their decision, and the consequences are he doesn't have that money. So when you think this summer he goes out there as a free agent when they eventually cut him, do you think that he's going to be able to go out and get a frontline job as a wide receiver one or two somewhere?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because that's the type of talent he is now. Frontline money? Nah. Anybody give him frontline money, they liable to get fired. So you can't. You just look at what he just did. I don't see anybody doing that. Now, frontline job, yeah, when you have frontline talent, it's easy. But when you want to be compensated as a frontline talent, that's where it gets tricky, because you had a great situation where you were at and it didn't work out. And, you know, these teams talk. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch will tell every team exactly what happened. They're going to know everything, every single detail. And when they hear the details, they're going to say, oh, no, nah, I'm good.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us. My mind is just racing right here, my man. Like, what on earth could have made him so upset to make the decisions that he made? Do you have any idea what could cause someone to do what he did?
I mean, when it's for me, no. When you are an adult, we may have disagreements and we may not get along, but we gonna sit in a room and we gonna talk it out as men. That's what you talk it out. You may say some things I don't like. I may say some things that you don't like, and it may get tense at times. But eventually, we gonna figure out how to make it work. That's what you do when you sit down in the room, and so you figure out how to make it work. They weren't able to do that. And now you in this situation. And maybe I'm wrong, but when you are out of the league and you're just sitting there chilling and you reflect, there's going to have to be some type of regret, man, in this situation. You, man, $30 million?
Yeah.
Wait, how much guarantee did he have left on his contract? How much?
Oh, it was more.
Can y'all give me an exact number?
It was more than that. I want to say that the guarantees that are not going to that got canceled. Grandy can check me on this. I think it's damn near 50. I don't think it was damn near 50 million.
Listen, 50 million? Come on, man. You know, I'm like 50 million? Man, I'm walking from here to San Francisco with no shoes on for 50 million. Like, what?
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's just, I don't know, man. BA is my dog, man. I like the dude. I care about him. But I will say this, that one thing about him, when he make his mind up, you ain't changing him. He's so headstrong. Once he makes his mind up, there's no changing him. It's just unfortunate, man.
Seriously, I mean, the contract was 4 for $120. He got $45 million guaranteed at signing, so the no matter what money was $45 million, and now those future guarantees, they go away. Part of it to me, TJ, is that it seems like the wide receiver position maybe has peaked. You look around the league and a lot more tight ends are getting catches and running backs are being used more. As a wide receiver, if you were in his spot, would you be a little bit worried at the fact that wide receivers, they're not quite a dime a dozen, but there's a lot more guys we don't know who are out there getting catches than ever?
See, man, you guys been watching too much TV. Y'all sound like the dudes, y'all sound like the dudes on TV that's just talking. I'm going to just say this. When the quarterback doesn't have weapons and they don't perform well, what's the first thing everybody on TV says? Oh, he don't have weapons. This is the ultimate team game. If you don't have an O-line, it don't matter who you got on outside. You can have a great O-line. You have no receivers on outside, it don't matter. You have a great quarterback, you have no receivers on outside, it don't matter. Look at Buffalo. And so, to me, you have to have a guy. It's 4th and 3. You down 4. They playing press man. Oh, we not going to line up in tight splits. And, like, you line up on outside, can you win? The guys that line up, the teams that line up in tight splits all the time, they do that because they guys can't win. They can't win. Teams that line up in condensed splits, they do that because their guys can't win on outside. The teams that got guys that can win on outside, what they do? They just line them up on outside, go win. And so, to me, you got to have a receiver that can win, because that quarterback trusts it. You got to have somebody that you can go to Are they a dime a dozen? Absolutely not, because when you don't have one, everybody's searching and looking for one. You're trying to draft one. It seems like it's easy to find one, but nah, it isn't. But Kyle Shanahan, I will give him his credit. It don't matter who played for Kyle Shanahan, they're going to get busy. But he has yet to win a Super Bowl, and I wonder why, because he don't have that top-flight guy. B.A. ain't playing. Debo ain't on the team any longer. When you don't have that top-flight guy, this is what happens.
And they
you do well, yeah. but you're not enough.
And they run those tight splits too, TJ. You had me thinking about the Shanahan offense.
Well, oh, go ahead, TJ.
That's why I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think, can Pearsall be that guy, and to what level is it a player's responsibility to stay healthy?
Oh, is it? I mean, you say freak accident, this and that, but Pearsall, they drafted him to be that guy. And at the end of the day, you're a professional. And so if you continue to get hurt, you got to start investing in your body. We can't take for granted that, oh, I'm working out hard, I'm going to be healthy. You got to start doing different things. We can't keep doing the same thing, getting the same result. And, oh, okay, it's just bad luck. No, it's not. You're not training the right way. And so I had that for myself, and this is why I talk this way. My first 3 years, I was hurt every year. Marvin Lewis come in and was like, hey, you get hurt again, you're probably not going to make the team. I'm like, what? I got two kids. I've never had a job in my life. I need this. And so I had to get my ass in order and get right.
And get right you did. You had a great long career. And you were talking earlier about football and it being such a collective effort. If you were Justin Jefferson right now in Minnesota, how much angst would you be feeling about the fact that your quarterback's not very good?
It's just frustration, man. Justin Jefferson, when you come into the league the way he did, straight gangbusters, if he a boxer, all first-round knockouts, and he was knocking everybody out and it was easy. And now it's a little adversity because his quarterback situation is the worst it's been since he's been in the league. And you getting 10, 15 targets a game, 8 to 12 catches a game, 100-plus yards a game. Now you're getting 5 to 7 targets, 2 to 3 catches, 50 to 60 yards maybe. You can't get used to that because of what has happened and occurred throughout your young career. He's young. He's still young. And so it's just frustration, man. He's frustrated, but he's handling it the way you want to handle it. There's nothing I can do about it. Let me control what I control as long as I'm getting open. And hopefully next year, J.J. McCarthy will be much better.
T.J. Houshmandzadeh, obviously you got a great history with the Bengals. What was your reaction to all that stuff over the last week and a half from Joe Burrow?
Hey, man, Joe is basically like, he ain't on the edge just yet, but he can look down and see it's a long drop. And to me, I said this last night on my podcast, man, Speak Easy, is Joe Burrow probably going to get a Bengals 2026, 2027. If things aren't changed, I think he's going to ask out. I mean, that would be 8 years that he gave the Bengals. 8 years. When the Bengals had a middle-of-the-pack defense, middle of the pack, took them to the Super Bowl. The Bengals are last in the NFL in points allowed, last in the NFL in yards allowed. That can't be the case. When you don't have to be top 10. You don't got to be Robert Saleh type defense. Just be middle of the pack, because he's showing you he can take you to the promised land if you middle of the pack. That's all, middle of the pack.
So he needs a defense. He needs an offensive line. And I know the comments that you just made about receivers a short time ago, but TJ, can they afford to go that deep financially into the receiver room when they need all those other things?
Listen. See, I'm glad people always ask this. You just got to do your research. Like, hey, Mark, look.
That's why I'm asking you, TJ.
No.
Okay.
Look at the Philadelphia Eagles. Look at the Detroit Lions. Okay, yep. Let's look. Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, they all make big money. Correct?
Correct.
Yep.
Yes. They both have two receivers, both make big money. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, St. Brown, J-Mo, T. Higgins, Jamar, right? Dallas Goedert makes good money. LaPorta was a first rounder. The Bengals even have they paid Gesicki, but not top of the line money. The Eagles have Saquon that makes good money. The Bengals don't have one offensive lineman that makes big money. The Eagles have three. The Lions have two. Oh, and they just paid Hutchinson. Now, the Eagles on defense, they're all young. They have a cheap defense, and they just draft and develop very well. I say that to say the Bengals have three highly paid guys on offense, one in Trey Hendrickson on defense. I can name eight or nine that's on the Eagles and the Lions.
Yep.
So you can do this when these teams bring up the salary cap. They do that so the fans say, oh, yeah, we did pay him. Oh, you did add your T. Higgins. Look at all these other teams. How are they doing it?
It's fair. It's a fair question. But by the way, Trey Hendrickson is highly paid and is probably not going to be a Bengal next year. So you will have Joe, T, and Jamar. That's what you got.
And plenty of cap space. The cap go up every single year. Technically, Joe Burrow is underpaid now. Technically, he is.
That's true.
So plenty of cap space. Let's go. Let's get it together.
You're the best, man. Happy holidays. Thank you for doing it.
Man, y'all take care. Happy holidays, y'all, as well, man.
Thanks, TJ.
TJ Houshmandzadeh right here on Willard and Dibs.
Just always phenomenal.
He's the best.
He's great.
He's the best, and I'm glad that he really, you know, if you've been a listener of this show for a long time, you know, and sparring is not the right word, but the entire Brandon Ayuk experience has been discussed on this show with that man.
Right, who was his personal coach and trainer for a long time when he was a younger player.
And so it has often, I think, felt to some of our listeners like TJ was coming on and trumpeting the Ayuk side of the story, which maybe yes, maybe no. Like, there's so much of this that we're never going to know in terms of what was going on behind the scenes. I am so, and again, not thankful's not the right word, but I appreciate it. That is really revealing to me to hear that man get to a spot where he's like, B.A., what in God's name are you doing? And I've told him, and he may or may not listen, and the bottom line is you're going to be 40-something and 50-something someday, and you are going to freaking regret what you just did. Not one word from TJ about Niners misplayed this,
right,
or Niners did him wrong. None of it. Just like, what? You fought for this contract.
You fought for the contract.
You fought
hard.
And then
you walked away. They offered you 28.
Ugh.
You fought for 30. You got 30. And then you walked away. And it sounds to me like he hasn't talked to Brandon Ayuk in quite some time. Because he even said, you know, I'm not going to tell a grown man what to do. And so, you know, unless he asks me, I'm not going to give him my advice, my input. But, and then he said the other thing, which is, B.A. is very stubborn.
Very headstrong.
When he makes a decision, that's it.
That's it.
There's no change in his mind.
I mean, Kyle Shanahan this week talked about it again. And he's just like, I haven't seen him.
Yeah.
And he's like, I tried. He's like, I tried all offseason. The whole goal was that when he was healthy, we could get this dude back out on the field. He's a really good player. And he's just like, I'm so bummed that it's gone this way. But I can't get him back.
Right.
Like, that's another way. Like, I think when this started, didn't it feel to a 49er fan like two sides that just cannot get on the same page? It's almost like a Kuminga Kerr thing where you're just like, they just don't see this the same way. But I think it changes it when you hear Kyle Shanahan be like, I've tried so hard to get him in here. And I can't get, we don't even know where he is.
And it changes too when you hear from TJ, who's been so close to Brandon Ayuk. Yep. And he has been a defender, and he defends players too. And, you know,
sure,
y'all don't understand what they go through, and we don't. And so even going back to the famous quote where he said, he just wants to get paid. Well, yeah, he just wants to get paid. And he did.
Apparently not.
Well, and what TJ said at the very beginning of that line of questioning was, some people love the game and some people just like it. And if you don't just love the game, then maybe that's the decision you make.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk hasn't played a football game now in about 14 months.
It's been that long, yeah.
And he's not going to play another one for at least another 9.
Most likely, yeah. Yeah.
To TJ's point, like, TJ still thinks he's going to ball out. We'll see. But it's not going to be for a big number.
And that's what he said. You're not going to get that frontline wide receiver one money. Why would you? Why would you pay that after a guy's been gone for, it'll almost be 2 full years by the time he plays again.
And quite frankly, ever again. He can get a 1-year deal. He can go out there and get 1,000 yards. He's not getting 30 mil for 4 years.
You know what? That is a great point.
It's not happening. It's over. And then he's going to be on the other side of 30. Mm-hmm. And we know how that goes. Just a wild story, man.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. We're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Dubs with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. We'll get a few minutes with our buddy John Feliciano with the Niners the last 2 years. Get his perspective on everything going on. The Niners play a very old man at quarterback. John Feliciano, younger than Philip Rivers. We'll talk to him coming up next. Warriors Live is in a half hour. Dibs has got to do his pick. Got a lot to do here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money. Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
We get good laughs on this show.
Yeah, we do.
We have good laughers. Cosell's a good laugher. Obviously, Nick Friedell's got a great laugh.
Yep.
And the man joining us right now on the River Islands guest line.
Scary laugh. Yeah, spooky laugh.
Have you ever been approached by, like, the video game community to see if you want to be voiceover for someone who's evil? Has that ever happened to you, Feliciano?
No, but I'm open to it. I'm unemployed, looking for a job. Right. So, I make my daughter scared all the time. I just do crazy little voices just to get at her.
Can you give
That's
us?
Fun.
Yeah, like your regular laugh sometimes sounds like an evil laugh. What if we told you to do an evil laugh? Can you do one?
Yeah, the one I always get my daughter. She hates. She's a scaredy cat. But I'll be like, and she just hates that shit.
Wow.
Well, there's one, and that was legit. Yeah.
One? No, good.
No,
John.
And there's more coming.
Mongo, yeah. It's okay. We're fine. John?
I'll be honest with you. I had a couple of Modelos. I completely forgot it was today. Because, you guys skipped out on me on Tuesday. Whatever. I'm drinking about it.
Whatever. I've been drinking about it, too, ever since Tuesday. Yeah. And, Mark actually had me drinking about coming at you with something, and I guess I'm going to wait for your apology because, my boy... 5 touchdown passes and a touchdown run, Trevor Lawrence. So I'll wait, John, for the apology. You don't have to send me a card, but yeah, go ahead, John.
Yeah, slow clap, slow sarcastic clap.
Turns out I know a little bit more about ball than you do, John.
We'll see what happens in 3 weeks. I think the Texans are going to steal that division away from them. I'm hoping the Colts pull it out. Obviously, I'm a big Phillip Rivers fan. I love what he's doing. That defensive coordinator really just, shit the bed. I stopped the bed.
You sort of stopped.
I hate the drop 8 crap. Just giving up free yards and then I mean, we obviously could have used the Seahawks losing, but more just for Phillip Rivers, man, that story would have been awesome.
Well, wait, let's talk about this. John Feliciano with us. You're rooting for the Colts. You love Phillip Rivers, but they play the 49ers Monday.
That's
John.
Awkward.
So what first of all, what are we doing here?
Last week I was the biggest Colts fan. This week, obviously, I want to see Phillip Rivers not get hurt. I play well enough to be like, hey, he's an old man. He's still got it, but still lose.
Dude, he's 11 years older than you. What is he doing out there?
I don't know, man. He's setting the example. Look at him. He did all right.
I wonder if this went through your head. I was doing the show on Sunday with Ephraim, and you know, a lot of people have been like, hey, if Phillip Rivers comes back, it resets his Hall of Fame clock. Did you know, and I wonder if players are all thinking about this, Ephraim goes, no, he reset his health insurance.
That's the most important thing. Yep,
yeah. Will you tell people about this, John?
Yeah, as soon as you retire, they say, hey, you got 5 years, and then we're kicking you off. So that's a genius move by Phillip Rivers. He'll get himself another 5 years, so that's great for him and kids.
Yeah, it's him and the kids,
like,
right?
He has like 13 kids.
Right, that's right. The league is now insuring Phil, his wife, and all the kids. That's how that works?
Yeah.
Until he's 50.
Man.
At least.
No wonder why you've been trying to get back with the Niners so bad, John. You're on the clock.
Yeah, my clock is ticking, dude.
Yeah. Got to get you and the other little Felicianos back back on the company dole, so to speak.
Yeah, yes, 100%. Or they're going to be, you know, having a weird-looking arm.
Yeah, exactly. So, John, I obviously you're friends with Phil or whatever. Like, we can get that background. But
Just a fan.
Okay, can you keep it a buck, though, on like, how you thought he looked and what this means for the Niners on Monday?
I mean, obviously he was a little rusty, that one drop back where he kind of just fell down. but he's, I think he's going to be better this, against us. But I think we'll be all right. He is still great with timing and he knows what the defense is going to bring. He has a great mind and he's a super competitor. I remember my rookie year, we went down to San Diego to play them. And it was such a crappy stadium. I forgot the name of the stadium. But
Jack Murphy, the Murph.
Or Qualcomm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we had to like run by their pregame stuff, and he's just jawing at all of us. And I was like, dude, ever since then, I became a Phillip Rivers fan.
It's pretty fun, and that's what everybody who plays with him or against him always talks about. And just looking at, you know, the matchup with a Colts run defense, it's been mostly good. DeForest Buckner probably won't play. What do you think about your guys, the offensive line for the Niners, and how they can maybe get this little run game going better?
Yeah, I mean, I think they had a lot better, a lot harder task last week. I think the Titans' D-line is pretty legit. I hate Simmons. We had a bunch of battles. For some reason, I played the Titans my first 6 years in the league there every year. And then I went back with the Giants. So like I played them probably 7 or 8 times in my career. So I saw a lot of Simmons and we had a lot of battles. We like to talk crap to each other. So I think their defensive line is better than the Colts's. But the Colts have a real nasty run game, so I'm excited to see how our defense stops that.
This Simmons hate, is it just born out of jealousy? Because you saw the big fella roam in the back of the end zone, you get a touchdown. Are you just envious of Simmons getting on the board with a 6-pointer?
Not at all. Not at all. I've had my ops. I recovered a fumble at the 1-yard line in Cleveland my first year in Buffalo. So, you know, I've had 2 kickoff returns in the National Football League, average 15 yards.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? I've ran routes in Mexico City against the Patriots and the Texans. You know, I got stats. Derek Carr should have hit me when I was in on the Raiders and we were playing the Broncos Gruden's year. Gruden's first year, my last year with the Raiders. I was wide open. Derek obviously went through his first read was I guess, kind of open. shout out Keith Smith. He dropped the ball. I mean, I was wide open. He should have. Derek really should have threw me the ball. But I'm definitely over that one.
Do you have any career catches?
Nope. Just kickoff returns.
And, okay.
I mean, who else has kickoff returns here?
I don't have any either.
Not Simmons, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Hey, before we leave Philip Rivers, I had a different thing for you, because you say you're just a fan, and you know, but you've heard him do the trash talk that he so famously does. I wonder how big of a fan he might be of you, though, John, because you know about Phil, he does not cuss.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we differ. Also, I got snipped, and he's still, I mean, dropping babies. So it's we're a couple different. We're the same but different.
Yeah, that's true.
You like cussing more. He likes kids more. I get it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Yeah. John Feliciano is with us. Hey, what do you think about this game tonight?
It's I hope Seattle wins.
Me too.
I mean, it's big that Davante Adams is out, so that's going to help us. Luckily, it's in Seattle. I think if it's in L.A., even though L.A.'s stadium is not anything, but I think Seattle has a good shot tonight.
All right. If they win, then everything is still on the table for the 49ers, including the division and the one seed, which, John, to be honest with you, I cannot believe that we're saying, as Christmas gets here, I cannot believe that we're saying this. Do you, like, to what level are you surprised by all this?
I always felt in my heart that we would make the playoffs, but I didn't, especially after all the injuries, I didn't expect us to be a game out from the one seed. And that's just a credit to Kyle and those guys in the building that stepped up. It's been fun to watch.
No doubt.
Yep. So are you, John. Thanks again for coming on. Happy holidays, okay?
Happy holidays, guys.
All right. Tip a few more. Don't stop now. Perfect. There it is. John. That is a hell of an evil laugh.
Pretty good, yep.
He just did that, like, on demand.
Yeah.
And he sort of made it sound like, oh, this isn't my best, but here, I'll give it to you. And
yeah,
then it was absolutely elite.
But apparently he does it to his daughter all the time, so it's a well-rehearsed, I'm going to scare you and spook you laugh. So there you have it.
So therapists in Tennessee, get ready. Feliciano's kids are coming to you in a few years.
No doubt.
There's a lot of trauma there.
Yeah, and I think he only has, what, three kids? I think John's got the three.
I don't know.
And Phillip's got the 10, and then now he's got a grandkid. Is he the first grandparent to ever play in the NFL or in any major sport?
I want to say yes, but probably no. You know what I mean? Like, probably no. That's a lot of people and a lot of situations.
Yeah, and I know that Minnie Minoso, the famous White Sox player, he played into his 50s.
Yeah.
So he might have had a grandkid.
So did Bartolo Colon, even though he won't admit it.
Right. I don't know how old he was.
Nobody knew how old he was.
Pretty fun to watch.
Yeah.
And the name Johnny Cueto came up. I think that was yesterday we were talking.
Because that Cubs series came up.
Right.
Where the Giants had just held on to that game 4 against the Cubs.
And they were heading back to Wrigley. When you said that, I was thinking about how fun it was to watch him pitch with all the different shimmy shake motions and the windups and stuff. And Bartolo Colon was also fun to watch.
Johnny was on one that year, too.
Yep.
Like, he was hot. The Cubs were in trouble. And then the Giants blew it.
Yeah.
And they haven't been good since.
I'm just trying to think of other NFL players who may have been grandparents out there on the field. I mean, Tom Brady was 45 when he finally hung him up, but I don't think any of his kids had kids.
650 on the text line says Brett Favre was a grandfather. Unconfirmed.
Okay.
I don't know that. I mean, he probably... I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
No, you just did.
No,
you started it, so finish it.
I mean... He, whether he knows it or not, he might have been a grandfather. How about that?
Whoa. I didn't know Mike Breen did football games.
No.
Bang!
I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it there.
For the love of God.
Okay. Stop. I'm trying. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to bridge the gap so the Dibs can do his pick.
Back that thing up.
No, you want to do the pick?
I mean, eventually, yeah.
What do you mean eventually? I think that there's no... The power of now, Dibs.
There's a sequence to this.
Okay. So what do you need?
What
do
you need? You know what I need.
Well, then just do that. Well, this is an interesting one because normally we got two kinds of picks that come from my partner, Dan Dibley. There's regular primetime games, and then there's 49er games, which are more emotional and therefore harder for us to either fade or stay away from. We don't always know what to do with them. And this one kind of falls somewhere in the middle. This is not a 49er game, but don't you dare try to tell me that this is just some regular TNF Thursday night football. It's not that. This is Seahawks, Rams with the Niners emotions spread all over it. Can the Seahawks give the Niners an early Christmas present by setting the NFC West up for them with a win tonight? They are favorites, but they are narrow favorites. The number, Seahawks, -1.5, hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Dibs?
Thursday night, divisional matchup. You know it's going to be close, and you know it's going to be difficult. And you look at the injury ledger, and you see the Rams are without their number two wide receiver, and the Seahawks are without a tackle. And both of these teams can stop the run really well. The Rams better, actually, at running the football than Seattle is. Matthew Stafford better than Sam Darnold, although the game is in Seattle. So when you look at all of the factors, including the first matchup where, yeah, Seattle had a chance to win it, it was a 61-yard field goal, which was no good. The Rams held on. All signs point in one clear-cut direction on this Thursday night. They're the best team in football. You take them. The Rams. You take the Rams. And the 1.5. Goo-goo! Back in the win column.
Fade.
By the way, I was going to pick the pick and write Seahawks. This is as far as That's as far as I got.
I
wrote S-E, and then I just got mad. I got mad at you.
Why?
Because the emotions are involved in this one.
There's no emotions when you make picks.
Yeah, I realize that.
You look at it, and you analyze it, and you make the pick. I'll say this. It opened Rams -1.5.
Yep.
Because in my pick'em pool, I picked the Rams -1.5. And you get to kick, and now it's the Rams +1.5. Mm-hmm. And I know that they may have had flight challenges. What time did they eventually get there?
I don't know. I don't know what time they arrived.
Because you reported that the plane was having problems. And I don't know how long that lasted.
They were grounded late yesterday afternoon around this time.
Yeah. The Rams can stop the run. Seattle's really struggled running the football. And Sam Darnold, he's not very good. Mm. So the Rams are better. The game's in Seattle. It's going to be close, but I still think that the Rams are probably the best team in football, and they're going to go to Seattle and win this game. Cuckoosh. It's cuckoo.
Now, I want y'all to fade with me.
Fade.
I'm fading, and I want y'all to fade with me. The Seahawks will win this football game, and they will win by more than 1 point.
Okay.
And the 49ers will have an opportunity Monday night to both clinch the playoffs and set themselves up to never leave Levi's Stadium again for the rest of the year.
Right. Okay.
What?
Sure. I mean, you're expecting that they're going to beat the Colts and they're going to beat the Bears.
I never used the word expect. I said set themselves up.
Well, they're leaving. You realize that they're leaving on Saturday to go to Indy.
Do you need me to say the sentence again?
The sentence was nonsense.
You clearly didn't hear me.
It's poppycock.
If the Seahawks win tonight, then the Niners will have the opportunity on Monday to win a football game.
Oh, gotcha.
And never leave Levi's again. If they win on Monday night and the Seahawks win tonight, it is completely in the 49ers' control to never leave Santa Clara again. Bears, Seahawks,
sure.
One seed, Super Bowl in town.
Right.
That's
right.
It. It doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I get it. I get it.
I already told you.
You put it at 33%.
I told you it's at 33%, but we are a two-game parlay away from that opportunity. If the Seahawks win tonight and the Niners win on Monday, then it is completely in the Niners' control to sleep in their own beds until September of 2026.
So even if Philly wins out, then Philly, if they're tied at 13-4, the Niners win the tiebreaker over Philly?
I don't believe that that's the...
Isn't that where Philly is right now?
The Eagles already have five losses.
They have five?
They already have five losses. Yes. Yeah, like 100%. If the Seahawks win tonight and the Niners don't lose again, the Niners are the one seed with the bye. That's done. That's why I started off the show today by saying I'm a little surprised that our market doesn't feel, this is just my feel, doesn't feel a little bit more emotionally invested in this football game.
It's because our team is playing a game that is also very emotionally invested.
I get it, but I'm a little surprised because while the Warriors are the Warriors and the situation is the situation, if they lose this basketball game, they completely live to fight another day and they get on a plane and come home. The Suns will come with them and they'll be right back at it on Saturday night. I want to restate that so everybody gets it. If the Seahawks win tonight, then the San Francisco 49ers, as much as any team in the NFL, controls their destiny throughout. And if they do not lose again, they will be the one seed and they will have home field advantage and the Super Bowl is in their building. Those are facts.
I'm not predicting
it.
Yeah, they can have three straight ties, so.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
They'd have to win all the games. So, yeah. I mean, you're doing it. You're doing it over there, so I'm going to do it right back.
Okay.
They could wind up at 10-4-3.
If they win all their games.
Okay, there you go. Now, please continue.
They win all their games.
All right, yeah.
Then they're the big dog on the block.
Right.
Yep.
And then they can have a bye, and then a divisional game, mm-hmm. a conference championship, and then the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Assuming that they would then, at that point, they would win 9 in a row to get to the Super Bowl.
Oh, I think it's very unlikely. But it's on the table.
Could be.
If the Seahawks win tonight.
And it is not off the table if the Seahawks lose tonight. You would need the Rams to have a hiccup against Atlanta and Arizona.
And I think both at home.
I'll check. I have it right here.
Yeah, I think both of them at home. I'm not 100% sure on that. Atlanta might be in Atlanta.
At Atlanta. Yep.
Okay. All right. At Atlanta, home to Arizona.
It's not a dream, but I was running through some of the permutations, and there is a chance
that those are.
It's a permutation sensation is what it is. Thank you. There's a scenario where you could have five teams in the NFC wind up 12-5.
And do you know how the tiebreakers would work out if so?
I tried to go through them, and it's a little too complex for what I was working with. But, yeah, there's a scenario where Philly, Chicago, the Niners, the Rams, and the Seahawks all wind up at 12-5.
Yeah.
And I do think in that scenario, the Niners win the West, which is the good news because they win the tiebreaker with Seattle and the Rams based on head-to-head and divisional record because, you know, I had the Niners. I guess Seattle would beat the Rams, and then the Niners would beat Seattle. They would win that tiebreaker. They'd win the division. So then it comes down to Chicago, Philly, and the Niners in that tiebreaker.
Got it. Got it. And obviously, though, if they win the division, they'll at least be hosting something.
True.
As the playoffs start. All right. Engagement is everything on the court and in life. We ask you every time there's a Warriors game to vote in our Engaging Dumb Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page. It is presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. Earlier, we referenced Anthony Slater's ESPN article about Klay Thompson and the Warriors, their experience from the past and potentially into the future as they get ready for a Christmas Day matchup here in the Bay. Steph Curry's quoted in the article as saying, "I wish he was still here." So we asked a yes or no question. Do you want Klay back? And the answer is at 63.5% of the vote, yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. I thought it would go the other way.
Well, I think if you just put it out there in a general sense, it's almost like asking, do you like Klay Thompson? Do you know what I mean? Like, not like, is that the fix to this year? I'd be open to Klay being on the team again someday. But he's not the fix this year by any stretch. And I do hesitate when I watch organizations continually try to fix their problems by dipping into their past. Cause I just don't think that works. Like you do have to emotionally move on at some point. So there's a set of circumstances where this would be okay someday. I don't think we're there right now.
Right. Right. I mean, we might be. Kuminga for Klay. Let's just run it back. Let's just get older. And then you get Chris Paul off the street. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's just get crazy. Let's get old.
No, let's do Warriors Live.
Sure.
Okay. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Dubs, Suns, let's play. Warriors Live is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.